Hello everybody, welcome to another episode of Design Duo. Today we are going to talk about the IKEA effect. So if you are Swedish, it's pronounced as IKEA effect. So Harsha, tell us what IKEA effect is.
The IKEA effect is when you put work into creating a product, we love the product more. So if you just buy something from a store and use it, compared to that, if you buy something, do some work on the product, maybe assemble it, and then use it, you will love that more.
Nice. So when you were talking about it, I went down the memory lane. When I moved to Sweden, yeah. I bought all my furniture from IKEA. And the difference was that I had to assemble everything myself, and it was very tiring. But as you say now, I feel that I also felt that I have done something great with it, and I felt a bit attached to what I did. So yeah, I think it's true. It's very real.
We have seen some research about it, where some researchers have given some IKEA products to assemble and then asked them to price the product. They have found that always the people who have assembled it have priced the same furniture 60% plus compared to just bought some pre-assembled stuff. So it's actually out there. It's true that IKEA effect works always.
More effort you put, you love it more.
Yeah.
It's a good advice for all our audience, listeners, and subscribers. Because the Valentine's Day is coming up. If you put more effort into it, you will love it more.
Yeah.
Anyway, just kidding. Do you know why this IKEA effect is there? Or what's the psychology or the science behind it? As I have heard or I have seen, when the experts talk about the IKEA effect, they say that people who like to feel competent about something, they are the ones who like to do it yourself or do it there themselves.
Oh.
So one example is Lego. Most of my friends are Lego fans, and no one will buy a pre-made Lego, right? You have to build it yourself. That's yeah. The value that it creates.
Even though you have the photo in front of the box, you have to build it always.
Yes. So it says that people who like to feel competent, I'm not saying that if you are feeling bad about yourself that you will love Lego. It's not what I'm saying, but that's the science behind it. And it's especially with recipes and home, like making food at home and buying it from a restaurant is another example. So that's the psychology behind it. Can you tell me or tell our audience how we can use IKEA effect to our benefit? Maybe for some hacks?
Yeah, so if you are to hack or use this as a hack for your design process, I think you can use the IKEA effect to influence people or to motivate people. For example, if you ask someone their opinion about your design or to get some comments, if you just show something and ask for comments, they may give lesser value comment, I think, compared to if you use IKEA effect. For example, if you ask them to work on a product, if you ask them to work with you, maybe co-design or maybe do some work before giving the comment, they will feel more empowered, they will be more motivated for you to have better comments or better feedback about the product. So that's just one way that I can think of how you can hack the design process using the IKEA effect.
On our very, very first episode also, we talked about collaboration.
Yeah.
So that means collaboration is highly valued, that we need to work with others.
Yeah.
But still we feel that lack of collaboration in some organizations or in teams. So if you involve everyone to what you are building or what you are designing, then they will have a say in it and they will feel that they have contributed to the solution, and then they will be more engaged. So that's how you can use the IKEA effect, as Harsh said.
Correct.
So you need to try it. You need to try that hack at your workplace or in your next project and see if it works.
Yes. And you can comment on our YouTube channel or anywhere you see us saying that, yes, we use. So maybe if you have a different hack that you have used, maybe you can tell what's that hack so all of us can.
Yes, definitely. So as designers, how can we use the IKEA effect to avoid some mistakes. If you think about the last project that you have done, you might have spent hours or maybe months or years working on a design project. So that means you are putting a lot of effort. Your team is putting a lot of effort into the project. And then eventually you will design something and hopefully you will release it. But because of the fact that you have put a lot of effort in it, even if there's an obvious mistake that you have done, even if someone outside the project comes and tell you that, okay, are you really doing the right thing? Are you really solving the right problem? Then since you have put a lot of effort into it, you will feel offended and you will try to defend your solution and your design. And that is the negative impact of the IKEA effect that we need to avoid as designers. So don't fall in love with what you do. How? No. Fall in love with what you do, but don't fall in love with what you are designing or what you're creating.
Yeah.
As designers, because as a designer, you have to be in a position where you are unbiased and let the users judge your design.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind. Let the users judge and don't fall in love with the design.
That's good advice. And let's close the episode with that. We can see you again in another
hack. Yes.
Tip.
Let's see you again. Bye-bye.
Bye.